Vance Havner once said, "If we serve such a dynamite God, then why are so many of us living firecracker lives?" I believe the answer lies in the fact that we lack the necessary faith to go out on a limb for God. And going out on a limb for God by faith is exactly what God is looking for in us. In Matthew's Gospel, we read, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." I will stop there, friends. We know the end of this familiar story. Peter sees the wind on the waves and loses his nerve and begins to sink, and he cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reaches out to rescue him and says, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Most preachers place the emphasis in this text on the fact that Peter sank because he took his eyes off of Jesus, but I don't preach it that way. I preach the fact that while the other disciples were content to remain in the safety of the boat, Peter was not. Rather, Peter stepped out on faith and was willing to go out on a limb for God. The real emphasis of the story is faith. Do we have it? Do we believe God is who he says he is? Do we really believe his word to be true? Are we willing to come to the end of ourselves for the sake of Christ and the gospel? For when a man finally comes to the end of himself, he can then begin a journey on higher altitudes, exploring loftier heights, and experiencing more of a holy God. He will enjoy the reality of the abundant life in Christ while living large in his strength and power. His fruit-producing life will be both impacting and lasting for the good of men and the glory of God. He will live life on the full stretch for God and be willing to risk all for Christ and eternity. He will possess the faith to risk everything and go out on a limb for God. If you don't believe me, friends, go read about D.L. Moody and you will see a man out on a limb for God. Go read the life of George Whitefield and you will find a man who lived his life out on a limb for God. Go read about C.T. Studd and learn how he risked everything, his wealth, his health, his reputation, and even his family, to reach lost souls in the heart of Africa by going out on a limb for God. Listen to the following story of the lives of men and women recorded in Hebrews 11 who risked it all for God and his glory. How did they accomplish such exploits for God? Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. I will stop there. A life of faith is a life full of risks. It is also a life full of God, because it's a life full of faith. God wants us to have the faith to trust Him by going out on a limb for Him. Will we do it, or will we be content to sit in the boat in our self-preservation?